The ALIF ISD Education Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that supports students and teachers in ALIF ISD. The education also support the teacher grants, senior scholarships, and we also have a uniform effort pantry that offer uniforms and school supplies to the students in ALIF ISD. My name is Li Wenzhu. I'm the PR specialist and liaison for the ALIF ISD Education Foundation. And today I have a board member from the Education Foundation joining me and two teachers who just won two teacher grants. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. I'm going to start from my right side.
Hello, my name is Clarence Anderson. I am the board secretary for the ALIF Education Foundation, and I am the grants committee chair.
Welcome.
Thanks.
I am Vashonda James. I am the coach at Chancellor Elementary. That's what I do.
Welcome.
I'm Janet Montalvo, and I work at Martinez Early Learning Center, the most wonderful pre-K center in the whole world.
Yay.
Welcome. Before we started this podcast, we were talking about how hard was for the teachers to apply for this grant. Could you please share a little bit, coach?
Oh, absolutely. It was work to be done, but it really wasn't hard. If you're a teacher, there's always work to be done. I think the hardest part was just overcoming the mental challenge of thinking that I couldn't do it, thinking that it would be difficult to do it, and maybe even thinking that after I went through all of the work, I wouldn't receive it. So the hardest part was just doing the work. And then once I got into the process, it was actually pretty simple.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first thing is that you need to believe in yourself. And of course, the power are your students, because that's what gives you all the, you know, amazing power and everything to go ahead and do it. So that was my inspiration, actually, my lovely students.
Do you remember the step? How did you apply for the grant?
Well, I remember I saw an email, and I also saw, you know, the information in Schoology. And reminders as well. But it was quite easy, because when I open it and I look at the process and, you know, the questions that they were asking, you know, everything comes all together. It's quite easy.
What about you, coach? Why did you apply for the second grant?
I applied for the first grant just to shoot my shot. Even if I didn't get it, I wanted to learn the process. And then when I received it, I was so excited. The equipment that we won for the gym, and this is my first year as a coach, so I kind of used it as if I could have dream equipment, what would I get? And because I won the first one, the Omnicon company actually has a set of equipment that you can use. So now I wanted to apply that to a set that could be used across the board, across grade levels, and even for staff student interaction. So I just got excited about the opportunity to do something cross campus.
Now I'm going to ask Clarence, because we received many applications. How was for you as chair of the committee?
It was an easy process. I got to sit down and read every application to, one, get a better idea of the teacher and what they're doing or want to do in the classroom, as well as, you know, what they're trying to do for the students. And I was looking for innovative, forward-thinking ideas. And of course, these two ladies had that, because they've won two grants from the foundation. They won a mini grant as well as our innovative teacher grant of $1,000. So that's what I did.
And I wanted to share, because we were selecting the winners right before the winter break. So Clarence took his 2 weeks of vacation checking on
Thank
every
you.
Grant.
Applause. Yes.
Thank you.
Fireworks.
Yes.
So yeah. Now I want to ask Clarence, why are you supporting ALIF ISD? Why are you part of the board?
So I've always had a life of service. So even when I transition from leaving HISD, because I used to be an HISD employee, I wanted to give back and, you know, be of service. So when one of my mentors reached out to me and told me about the foundation board and what it's doing in the community, I jumped at the opportunity to serve and help, you know, move and push the board forward with my president and vice president, along with my board members.
And just for clarification, that the board members are volunteering, so they don't get
no
a
money.
Salary.
No,
I didn't know that.
No, this is an unpaid a great child.
Wow. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How many board members do we have?
We have 12 board members. We have 6 committees. We have the finance committee. We have the marketing and communications committee. We have the grants committee, which I am the chair of. We have the scholarship committee. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. We have community and engagement outreach committee. And am I missing something? I don't, but we have the committees and they're all posted on the ALEAF ISD website under the foundation section.
Thank you so much for sharing.
No, no problem.
Amazing.
Ms. Montalvo, have you received any of the items you requested for the grant already?
Yes, of course. We are, enjoying it every day. The first project that I was very, blessed and grateful to be supported mm-hmm. with, it's called, it's about a STEAM project, actually, mm-hmm. and it's illuminating learning. Mm-hmm. So I have special ed kids, inclusion kids, mm-hmm. and we're enjoying it because I wanted to go beyond what a regular classroom mm-hmm. Budget allows. So this is all about STEAM. We practice STEAM every day here in pre-K. So yeah, we have a big illuminating sensory table mm-hmm. for our students with, lot. What I really enjoy is that they are actually looking at it and their imagination and all the joy and the learning that is happening. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
And we were very amazing. Impressed because you are starting STEAM with the pre-K students. Oh, we're yes, not waiting
day.
Until elementary.
Every day. That's wow. in our curriculum. Yes, yeah. like every day.
And how do you use it? Is it a small group, a whole group activity?
Oh, for everything, like whole group, small groups, like for a special, STEAM projects as well. So it's amazing.
Okay.
And I heard that you're taking some classes at Rice University.
Oh, yes. I was very grateful to be accepted at Rice University.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so excited. And it's about oral language in early childhood. Okay. So everything gets connected because pre-K, it's everything is connected.
Yes.
So it's just amazing because I'm using that, project as well with Rice University. I shared that with them.
Oh,
and they were
amazing.
Also very excited.
That's lovely.
I shared pictures with them.
That's good.
Coach, could you please share what are you going to do with the items that you're getting from the grant?
We're getting an Omnicon ball, the very first one, which actually the ball itself is like $450. It's a 48-inch giant ball that you can use for, and it's soft, it's fluffy, so you can use it across all demographics. We can use it with our special needs, and you can do a multitude of games. And then you can also just do the volley project. So you don't have to have an extensive fitness background or athletic background to enjoy it and to have the movement and to be interactive with your teammates. So it's coming, we've ordered it, and then from there, we're building from the smaller balls that we have mm-hmm. so that we can do the volleys, we can do the rolling, we can do the games. It's amazing because all of the things that it's utilized for are new mentally. So that's also another level of engagement for the students. And again, I'm very much looking forward to incorporating the staff and students into games and battles because it could just across the board be utilized.
So. Actually, I never heard about that before. So if you can invite me or invite us what you're doing, I want to try.
One of the first things I said when we had the confirmation of the second grant is I am definitely going to be doing pictures and videos because when I went to the PE conference in Dallas this year, mm-hmm. they actually had presenters that did such amazing things with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited about it. So hopefully it's even something that can be incorporated across the physical education curriculum in ALEAF.
Perfect. Yes. I remember when we went to, we did our surprise visit to your campus and you was dancing. It was like, I'm so excited. And then you also mentioned that, you wanted to, like the part about putting it across the PE curriculum across the district was you wanted to show your other colleagues about it and
absolutely
encourage them to use it, which that is the part that we like in our foundation about mm-hmm. teachers being innovative. And it's not just thinking about your specific campus,
yes.
but thinking about the district in total.
Yes.
So.
And let me add that oftentimes in every specialty, mm-hmm. teachers have their wish list of things they would like included so that they can get to the next level with their students. Mm-hmm. And you think, I don't have the funding for it. The campus doesn't have the budget for it. So in this case, now that we know we have the resource of the foundation, mm-hmm. you just have to have the idea and then present it in a way. And ideally, once you see it in practice, yeah. it's easier for the next campus yeah. to take that information yeah. and not have to burden their campus, gotcha. But use the funds that the foundation offers. Yeah. So.
Long time ago, I used to be a classroom teacher, and I remember when long time ago, I remember when I was writing grants, mm-hmm. I usually request books mm-hmm. or bookshelf for books, right? Yeah. But I noticed that this time, mm-hmm. teacher were requesting different items.
Yes, yes. So it's so fun. Thank you for saying that, Lee. So, ironically, when we get the grant and our applications from different campuses, one thing that I'm love that we have this, you know, cohesive relationship with the district is some of the grants that requests that we got, the Dr. Mays and his team was like, no, we'll take this off of your hand and we're going to mm-hmm. fund this project.
Oh, nice.
Through different means versus mm-hmm. it coming out of the foundation. And that's the part I love, like work together to help, you know, teachers and stuff build that and fund their projects. So some of the projects I remember was like some lunch tables for a part of the area to get kids to be more engaged outside. Mm-hmm. And man, there's so many. But that's one of the ones that stuck in my head. I'm like, okay, like lunch tables. I didn't get how that, you know, would be. But once you read the application, you can see the idea and where it comes mm-hmm. from. Like, okay, let's get the kids outside. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when I grew up, we was outside all the time. But, you know, times have changed, you know, with like electronics mm-hmm. and electronics, stuff like that.
Technology.
Yeah.
Technology. So nowadays, it's just
the world
about
has changed.
Right?
Yeah. So
yes.
That's one of the ones that stuck out to me. But yeah.
And when you apply for the grant, I know that you are the coach, right? Could you please remind us how many students are going to be able to use the
Our item? Campus has over 850 students. And then I just don't think of the students. I think of the teachers. And our campus also does a parent and PE, where the campuses are the parents are invited once a year to come to the PE block with their child to mm-hmm. see what they're doing, to get involved. So this is even can be incorporated into the community yeah. because once we have the resources, mm-hmm. the parents can see at home simple things you can do indoors yeah. with the children, with what you already have or something that's easy to require.
Yeah.
And what I love about having you both here today is to show that it's not just that you can write a grant to support mm-hmm. the entire school. Yeah. You can also write a grant to support your classroom.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes, and as well, you know, the connection that you get with the parents, because when you share the pictures mm-hmm. of your lovely students mm-hmm. with the parents, and the students are excited. Yeah. And, you know, it's that connection. And that's so powerful yeah. because that's, you know, when learning just blooms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Ms. Montalvo. Once you're thinking about the benefit to the students, that is going to override the feeling of I can't do it. I shouldn't yeah. do it. You know, maybe I'll do it later mm-hmm. because it's just like having your own biological children. When there is yeah. a need, yeah. when there is something that can help them, yeah. it's no longer about you and how you feel about it. Yeah. It's about accomplishing the goal of getting them what they need.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to highlight, because we had a lot of questions about this during our teacher, about the application process mm-hmm. this year, is do I have to be a classroom teacher? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you don't have to be a classroom uh-uh. teacher.
Yes.
But we prefer it be demonstrated on a campus.
On
right?
a campus.
So mm-hmm. if you work on a campus and you're a pullout specialist or
interventionist?
Yes, interventionist. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Or yes.
A music teacher.
The
block specialist.
Counselor. You know, those
art
different
teachers,
things.
Yeah.
That's
teachers.
A good point.
Yeah, so we encourage everyone to apply. Now, of course, you know, we have, based on the application process, you know, your school and SDC picks which one if it's multiple at yes. a school, but we just want to encourage every campus and every school to apply, because we allocate funds yearly to specific projects and goals. So we want to use all those funds to, you know, give to those campuses and students and young people.
Ms. Lee, I just wanted to say, which I shared with the team when we were speaking earlier, when I first applied, I didn't realize that when you see information about a grant, there are multiple recipients mm-hmm. for that same grant. And that's very encouraging because sometimes you think, I'm going to do all of this work. If 50 other people do it, 100 other mm-hmm. people do it, only one will earn it. Okay. And when I realized that it's given out to multiple people, that made me feel even more encouraged that I or my campus, mm-hmm. and like you said, even maybe multiple people from the campus mm-hmm. could be included depending on what their goal is yeah. and what you're going to do with the funds. Yeah. So that was something that was new to me that I was very happy to learn.
Yeah. So this year, I'm glad you said that. So this year alone, since Lee, man, when do we? Oh my God, I just feel like it's a whirlwind. But this year alone, the board, from the grants perspective, have given away over $25,000 in wow. grants to yes. teachers and campuses. So the yearly, we want to increase that number. You know, maybe double it or triple it. So we ask our, you know, our corporate sponsors and business and even teachers, when y'all use the Pay It Forward campaign, mm-hmm. uh-huh. we use all of those funds to give back to ALEAF and the community and, you know, the teachers and students. So, mm-hmm. you know, keep applying, keep going. You know, yeah. we love it and we appreciate it.
And you mentioned before the Pay It Forward is deducted from your paycheck. That is mm-hmm. from ALEAF tab. But we also want to thank our community business partners,
of course,
and the donors, because most of them are supporting our golf tournament. Yes. That is the one
the
that we
tournament. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Mm-hmm.
The record last yeah. year was $142,000. Yeah. And that's how we are supporting the teacher grants yeah. and the wow. student scholarships yeah. as well.
And now we have an event coming up very soon, our first annual pickleball tournament.
Ah.
So we want to encourage, you know, all the teachers and the young people, as well as the community, to come out and enjoy it and, you know, have fun with us, as well as, you know, support your community and mm-hmm. ALEAF ISD. So we're so excited for what's to come with the foundation and the board. And I have to say this to Lee. Me and Lee probably talk every day. Okay. And she is a breath of fresh air. And we know we love the yes. support that she gives us. So thank you, Lee. And we hope that we, you know, we can continue this ride and make sure that, you know, we're putting our best foot forward for our young people in the community, as well as, you know, the classroom teachers and, you know, community of ALEAF.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. Our students are very lucky, you know, yeah. to have the ALEAF Education yeah. Foundation and the teachers as well. Yeah. And all the community.
Yes. I agree. And I'll just say on behalf of the recipients and even on behalf of the people who don't even realize yeah. how much you do yet, mm-hmm. because we're going to get the word out. I have had many email exchanges with you. Mm-hmm. The fact that when I got my first one, you leaned over and whispered and said, there's another one for 1,000, apply. Mm-hmm. And it was so encouraging because you need that bit of a boost and you need people yeah. behind the scenes that you don't even know are working on your behalf
yeah.
to make everything happen. So thank you so much for the work that you do that goes unseen.
Thank you.
For one of the people who now see it, and yeah. hopefully we'll have many
yeah,
more
really
to be included.
It.
So something we want to do to highlight you all, and Dr. Mays and his team talked about, is, you know, asking you all to come to a board meeting, mm-hmm. the next coming board meeting. And we want to highlight and show the community that you all, you know, y'all went through the process, y'all did the work, and how we want to highlight you all. So I think we're going to invite
much.
You all to the board meeting to get highlighted, you and your principal. So just be on the lookout for that information
from
Ms. Lee and from, you know, from the ALEAF Education Foundation, as well as, you know, Dr. Mays and his team.
I have been enjoying your smile during the podcast.
Yes.
And I remember when we visited your campuses and we surprised you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
amazing.
I know that when you see the principal coming, you're thinking, oh, yeah. there's another walkthrough probably. Or,
so, you understand.
Yes, I do. So what did you, how did you feel when you saw the Education Foundation coming with a big check?
Shocked. Because I did the process thinking, wow, this would be nice to have. Mm-hmm. And then I also did the process thinking, well, if this doesn't work, at least now I know the steps, you know, just to educate myself. Mm-hmm. So when I actually received it, I felt chosen. Like, they picked me, they picked our campus, they picked yeah. this project. And then I also felt a greater sense of stewardship mm-hmm. that now I have to make sure
yeah.
that it's effective, because it will affect moving forward yeah. other people who want to use that idea. So I felt a great sense of gratitude and being blessed.
Ms. Montalvo, were you expecting to receive a second grant?
Well, I didn't even expect back to receive the first one. You know, it was a lovely surprise. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, like during the first one, Mr. Razo, our principal, it was during Thanksgiving week, and mm-hmm. and we were having a Thanksgiving feast. So I was helping with, you know, the food, the bread, the decorations. And then, you know, he saw me and he was like, "You need to go back to your classroom." And I was, "No, because I'm helping here." And he was like, "No, you need to go back now." And I was like, "Yeah, but I'm helping with, you know, this." It was like, "No, just go." So then I went and I was like, "What's going on?" And then after, you know, when you all arrived and we were so very excited and the kids knew because I shared with them, mm-hmm. you know, the pictures, and I explained to them, you know, we applied because we are a family and we applied for this and probably you're going to get this. And so when, you know, and they were so happy, you mm-hmm. saw them, yes. you know, they were jumping, they were, you know, like so, so excited. And the second one, wow, that's, you know, it was just a blessing. It was like a dream that came true, really, mm-hmm. because I being like, you know, trying to get those things, you know, and during all these past years. So it's been like Christmas mm-hmm. for all of us. Yeah. You know, it's been wonderful. Thank you. I'm so, so grateful. And my students as well.
Thank you for
sharing. Joy, you know, they have joy. They are learning. It's amazing.
Good.
I'm sorry I need to share, coach, but the second one, you were jumping and screaming.
Yeah. Because I was happy. Yeah. I'm an energetic person by nature, but again, but it was just the gratitude of you seeing value in the vision that we have for the campus. Yeah. And that was special because I just felt like not everyone gets that. Yeah. And yeah, I was very excited. I was very grateful. And again, I felt like it was my first time doing it and I was able to accomplish it. So I was just very grateful for the appreciation for the work, because it was a lot of thought that went into it.
We appreciate you too, because our energy is so infectious. So we enjoy doing those visits, period, because we get to see, you know, see the people mm-hmm. and talk to the, you know, people. So that's very important. And we appreciate Miss Montalvo. The babies, they were screaming excited.
Because Dr. Mates was there and they were looking at him and then they were, you know, and they were all screaming and jumping and happy and I told them it's party time.
Yes, party absolutely. Time. Absolutely.
So. And before we go, I'm going to start with Ms. Montalvo. A message for the teacher who never applied for a grant.
Oh, no, you, as I told all of you, you need to believe in yourselves. This is magic. It's magic. And our students are the engine, you know. So just apply. And that's when, you know, magic happens, learning blooms, and it's just, and we are ALEAF. So we're powerful.
Okay.
I would say to the teachers, almost the opposite of her coin, because you have to have balance. It's okay if you don't know. It's okay if you're not comfortable. No. Just try. And I have always done things based on finding someone who's already did it. So, you know, Miss Montalvo, you know, Coach James,
yes.
reach out to someone who has applied and
You'll
say, hey,
you.
How did you help me walk through these steps? Yeah. Because now through this message, you know it could be done. So, and I'm positive maybe someone on your campus has received it. And find someone who's done it to kind of help you through the nerves, because anyone can receive it if you just do the work to show the value.
Yeah.
Yes, a message for the teacher who never applied for a grant.
Apply. I will also say, you know, read your emails. Reach out if you have questions. We can reach us on any one of our social media platforms, as well as our district email and our amazing liaison, you know, Lee Winsu. So, you know, just apply. And I would encourage teachers to do that. And one thing I did want to do was say thank you to the, you know, district admins who support us and do these campus visits with us and take time out of their day to support us, from Dr. Porter, Dr. Creer, of course, Dr. Mays, Miss Rachel, Mr. Harvey, and our board president, and as well as our vice president. So thank you all so much.
And I want to say thank you to my team as well, the PR team.
Yes. Now, you know, we have to highlight them.
So yes.
They need to go above and beyond. So all of those videos, all of those pictures y'all see, it's because of, you know, our PR team.
Thank you.
And led by Miss Kathy. So, you know, I'm sorry, Miss Kristen, sorry. But thank you all. And I hope that we see a lot more applications. Be on the lookout. We're going to have another round of grants coming up in a few months. So y'all just be on the lookout and apply.
Yeah, that's lovely. We're here to help you all.
I want to say thank you, Ms. Montalvo and Coach, for being here mm-hmm. and
thank
everything
you.
You are doing for the Education Foundation, Clarence.
Thank you.
So we will see you next time. My name is Li Wen Su, and this was another podcast. Today we highlighted our two of our grand teachers.
This has been an AMP production.